You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
John O'Connell, General Secretary of the Financial Services Union. Staff in AIB, which you represent, are not happy at being told they will now have to come to the office 3 days a week, or at least from January. Why are they unhappy?
I think, first of all, there was no clamour for this change, that people were working remotely and flexibly, and they had modelled their working pattern to suit their employer, but also to suit their own environment. And for that to be turned on its head in the way that it has, first of all, there was no engagement, no communication that was just landed at the start of this week. Where from a situation where people had a flexibility in terms of how they worked and their contributions were very, very clear because the bank is highly profitable. We now have a situation where the employer is saying it's, you know, office only, no hubs, no branches allowed. We'll decide your base. We'll dictate the pattern, and non-compliance is not accepted.
Well,
and
using words some like people enforced. Might say he who pays the piper calls the tune, and that it's not unreasonable to ask your employees to come to the office 3 out of 5 days?
I think it is unreasonable when you've had a consistent position enunciated to staff at numerous times that flexibility is the future, hybrid is part of that, and people built
this is hybrid, is it not?
It is, but it's a very strict version of hybrid. Hybrid and remote and in-office working are, you know, part of everybody's working environment now. And for it to change in the way that it's changing, in the manner that it's changing. Like I said, there's no clamour for this change going to add.
Well, there's clearly a clamour from management for it. They obviously feel they're not getting bang for their buck. They obviously feel workers can be more productive, can learn more from each other if they're working together. Some would say that's not exactly revolutionary talk.
No, I think it's a retrograde step, to be honest with you, to go backwards in the manner that they're going back. Normally, what an employer would do in this situation is engage with their employees, engage with the trade union, and work through identifying why this requirement has appeared now, and work through solutions rather than come out, as I said, with absolute positions and talking like words like enforced and non-compliance will not be accepted. Like, that's not the language of listening to your employees or listening
well,
to your
employees.
Well, I mean,
other Wall Street banks have gone further. JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, they say we want you in 5 days a week.
Yeah, I wouldn't be using America as an example for anything at the moment. So I think the evidence is there that, you know, this is largely a female workforce.
Okay, sorry, I accepted the American line, but UK banks have done the same. They basically said, we need you in 3 days a week. So this, I mean, it's not like AIB is acting totally unilaterally.
Well, they're acting outside the norm in Ireland, and the AIB are partners in a group called Women in Finance, who launched a report last week and said remote and flexible working is important for progressing women in the financial services sector. So the opposite applies if you start shutting it down, and this is what people feel like this is, because no consultation, completely out of the blue, people taken aback. We have over 3,000 members who have partake in a survey. We've over 500 members registered for a members meeting today. And that's the level of anger out there in relation to how the bank has done this and what they're proposing, lack of flexibility.
John O'Connell, General Secretary of the Financial Services Union, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.